y'all working hard. Come on, man. This is just a little bit humid. I mean, I was in Doha in May. It's 47 degrees.
That's warm. That's jolly warm. You tell you 44 is about my hottest.
Yeah. 47 in Doha. But when I was in Doha 3 weeks ago, for OME and PG, I've seen that for PG. MEPGME, and it was like 42 every day, and they said something was supposed to be going down, and it didn't go down. I like this shirt, it's lovely.
TM Lewin.
TM Lewin. I was in there the other day because the girls gave me a voucher for my birthday, £50 or something, and the guy said to me, admittedly, I went to a really small one at a station.
Oh, the one in Victoria?
Another one at London Bridge.
Okay.
I couldn't be trapped to walk over the bridge because I usually go to the big one across the bridge from where I work. And the woman said to me, I'll tell you what, give me £90 and have four. So I just threw an extra £40 of my own money in and got four shirts. Because the thing is, I've always need new white shirts, different ones. So I just, lovely colours.
They do lovely shirts.
Yeah. I swear by them. I won't buy Thomas B. Thomas B. I bought Thomas B shirt about 2 years ago. I spilled something on myself and I was getting straight off the aircraft in Heathrow. I mean, from Heathrow, when I landed, I can't remember where I was going, to meet somebody. So I filmed something on myself, so I bought this Thomas Beach shirt, it took me about £70, and it went in the wash 2 or 3 times, and it looks like a bag of shit. And the thing is, I know about shirts, remember I used to own a dry cleaner, so you can't bullshit me about it. But the guy who bought my cleaners, that still does all my shirts, doesn't for a pound, a pro. And you get a proper, like, you know what you get in a hotel. He bought my shirt machine. He said it was the best thing he ever did. He said he makes more money on shirts than he does on dry cleaning.
Fantastic.